Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very good afternoon, everyone. Desires of the Heart. That is a novel that we're going to talk about today for this 45 minutes of At Home with Victoria. So if you're out there listening, I want you to sit back and relax because we've got a wonderful and I must say beautiful young lady who is going to be joining us today. Her name is Lisa Haynes. And Lisa is an author, she is a writer, she is a producer, and she's also a mother. And, guys, she has been able to publish this book called Desires of the Heart that she has been working on, and it is out there in publication right now. So that is what we are going to talk about today on the show. Lisa's going to be calling in a few moments. And speaking of calling in, if you would like to call in and talk to her about the book or ask her any questions, then you are more than welcome to do that. The telephone number for you to call in is 718-664-9364. Again, 718-664-9364. Now, what's also exciting about Lisa in this book is I know that she has a upcoming book party that will be taking place in Baltimore, Maryland. So for all of you folks out there in Baltimore, you'll certainly have a chance to go see her and also get an autographed copy of her book, meet with her in person, as well as take pictures with Lisa as well. So she's going to tell you a little bit more about that once we get her on the telephone. And again, Lisa will be calling in a little bit, so you'll be able to talk to her. And I think she's on the phone right now, so we're going to go ahead and see if we can actually get Lisa on the phone. And again, this is something that she has been working on, and we're really excited for her. And we'll see if we can get her on the air now. Hi, Lisa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, darling, how are you?
I am wonderful, Victoria. How are you?
I am great. I've got about 15 emails from people that have been emailing me questions, but before we get to the emails, I want you to go ahead and tell us a little bit about the book.
Okay, well, the book is called Desires of the Heart. And it's a romance novel with a little bit of a twist. It talks about life and dealing with challenges and ups and downs. And it talks about the importance of pleasing God as we go through this journey called life.
Sure.
And the characters are very strong. They're very strong characters. And they really portray what it is to live life and to try and accomplish your dreams, achieve your goals, but at the same time to get the desires of your heart, because we all have desires. We all
Absolutely.
Have things that we you know, many women and men, we want to be in love, we want families, we want great careers and all, and life isn't always as easy as it seems, when we're, especially as we get a little older. And
don't,
so the
don't
book,
we know that?
And so the book really deals with some tough issues. It talks about forgiveness, why it's important to forgive, and why it's important to also forgive yourself, and not just forgive others, but to also forgive yourself. And it also talks about love, and that love isn't always some type of fairy tale that we see in the movies or that we read
sure.
in books. You know,
sure.
it love really takes work, and although that right person might be right in front of you, he doesn't always sweep you off your feet. Sometimes there's some work that goes along with
mm-hmm.
that. And so,
and I think you're right too. We do. I think you're right too. We do as people tend to think that we're gonna sort of get this romance that we see on television, that you know some guy or some woman's gonna come along and they're gonna sweep us off of our feet, and then it's going to be happily ever after. Until, like you know, like you said, you realize that it takes work, and once you actually get settled into a relationship, you know you've got to work at it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And but growing up, sometimes as young women, we didn't get that message, you know?
Right.
Sometimes we just really thought that we would meet a great guy and life would be wonderful after that, you know, happy ever after. But I think that the book kind of shows us that, yeah, there can be happy endings, but that sometimes the process is a little difficult. And from a lot of people who have read the book, they said that they learned valuable lessons about life and learned valuable lessons that, you know, about relationships, and not only relationships with man-woman relationship, but about the importance of family and togetherness and closeness. And so I really think that God put this book into my heart as a way to encourage and inspire others.
Now, just to let everyone know, the two main, I guess, characters in the book, the young lady, is her name Kendra?
Uh-huh, Kendra.
Okay, Kendra is, I tried to do a little bit of reading before I got on the air, and the gentleman that she basically, at this point in her life, really wasn't looking for love, but the gentleman that she runs across is a very prominent attorney named Mr. Boston. So that just kind of gives you a little bit about that. And I do want to let everyone know that if you are visiting us in the chat room, Lisa, the chat room is where I have folks that can ask questions and they're also listening to the show. I did put the website called DazzleLifeProductions.com, and you can go on there. You can even purchase the book from there, and it also has all of Lisa's information where her book signings are. And basically, if you want to stay in touch with what she's doing, then that's a great website. And that website is also on my page, so you don't have to worry about sort of running down trying to write it down. It's there, and I will generally keep all of the website information up for about 2 to 3 weeks, so it's going to be there for a while. But, Lisa, getting back to the point, you just mentioned something that I wanted to talk about, that you said God put this on your heart. How long ago was that?
Well, it's funny, you know, about 8 years ago, I started trying to write a book, and I actually titled the book before I wrote it, and I titled the book Seek Ye First, and it was because at that time I became saved, and I realized that the more that I turned to God and tried to seek Him first, the more my life got better. When I was trying to do it myself and make all of my decisions, things were a little hectic, and so I tried to write this book, but every time I sat down to write, I would get writer's block, and I didn't get past like the first or second chapter, and that was 8 years ago. Now, fast forward to about a year and a half ago when I first relocated to Atlanta. I originally came on my own because my husband didn't transfer his job with his job right away, and so for about 10 or 11 months, I had a lot of time on my hands in the evening, and as I was going through some of my packed boxes and all, I came across the book that I had started 8 years ago, and I pulled it out, and I read the first chapter or chapter and a half that I'd written, and I sat down at the computer, and Victoria, I tell you, though, it just came. I don't know what
happened.
Oh, my gosh, honey, writer's block who? It just came like you wouldn't believe. I would fall asleep on my lap with my laptop on my lap. I would fall asleep. I'd wake up, my thighs would be on fire because it was, you know, the computer. And I couldn't write enough. And I would be at work, and that's why I encourage people, that if you know, if you're writing a book, because I would be driving to work or at work, and all these ideas, I would say, okay, I'm going to have Kendra say this or do this, and I had to write stuff down because, you know, you're not always in front of the computer. So if you're writing a book or working on a project, and ideas are going to come in the least places, you know, I mean, that you would expect. So, and so that's why I think God really put this in my heart, because, you know, sometimes it's not in our time, it's in His time.
Absolutely,
and I was trying I was trying to force it 8 years ago, and it wouldn't come out. And I talk a lot, I write a lot, but the book, it wouldn't come out. But when he was ready for it to come out, boy, did it come out.
It came out. That is awesome.
Absolutely. And that's why I know it came from him.
I do want to also let you know, we've got a lot of people in the chat room right now. There's a person, I'm guessing you probably know, Baron is his name. Baron is in the chat room, and he told me to tell you hello.
Okay.
And that he's out there listening, as well as a gentleman who's also a guest host here on Blog Talk Radio. His name is Goofy Bone, and he's from California. He's out there listening, as well as that we do have some guests in the chat room, and I don't know what their names are, but I certainly do want to thank all of you guys for joining us. Again, Dream Media, who's Baron, specifically told me to tell you hi, Lisa. And I always like to make sure that I do that. Now, I do have, I'll start with those emails. There's a young lady who wants to know, she is from Baltimore. Her name is Sarah, and she just says that she met you a long time ago on a story, and you were always very kind to her, but she wants to keep up with what you're doing, and she wants to know, do you just befriend anyone on Facebook?
For the most part, I do, because I think a lot of people are looking for networking and all, so absolutely, she can send me a request, and I'd be more than happy to oblige.
Okay, and also probably, you know, guys, if you're out there and you do want to become friends with Lisa on Facebook, it probably would help, too, if, you know, when you can, when you send the information, you can send a little note and just tell her that, you know, you're one of her fans or you're following her and you want to keep up with her that way, because that probably always helps as well. Now, this is a gentleman that sent me an email. His name is Ronnie, and it just says he's from California. I don't know what part. But his email says that, Lisa, love the front cover of the book. You've got to tell me who the young lady is. And I'm telling you, if anyone's out there listening and you've seen the front cover of the book, you'll know why we're laughing and probably why he asked that question. It's awesome.
Okay, he's really going to laugh at this. The front cover, the picture is actually my wedding picture. But because I'm the author and my actual picture had to go on the back as the author, I wanted the picture on the front to be a little, to not look like me too much. So the artist who created the book, and he is awesome, I'll talk a little bit more about him in a second, but he was kind enough to make it not look like me so much. He slimmed me up a little more, which I totally thank him for. I said, boy, I wish we could do this with cameras, the TV cameras.
Right, you look great. That is funny, that.
He took a couple pounds off, you know, in all the right places, and I was so grateful for him for that. And he was able to turn my face a little more so that it was just a side
profile. Yeah, I'm telling you, I am sitting here looking at it, and if you do want to see it, just go to www.dazzlelifeproductions.com. Again, all of Lisa's information is on there, and I'm looking at the book, and I have to say, I really can't tell, but now that you say that, when I look at the face, I think I can tell a little bit.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, I had my wedding picture at my desk when I worked at WBAL in Baltimore, and the people there, the producers and all, they recognized it, and so they sent messages and all, and they said, oh, nice book, nice cover, who's the couple and all. So, but the guy on the front is definitely my husband,
goodness. Mm-hmm. That is awesome.
And so the background, of course, is Baltimore, Maryland. It's the Inner Harbor skyline because I am from Baltimore. And although I live in Atlanta now, my heart is still in Baltimore. So it'll always be home. And so, yeah, the artist, he did a great job. I work as a reporter here in Atlanta, and I met the artist. His name is Thomas Bateman. And can I give his website as well?
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. He's at thomasbateman.com, www.thomasbateman.com. And he is a fantastic artist, and I was doing a story about it was Memorial Day, and I was doing about fallen soldiers in the state of Georgia. And he is a part of a wonderful group of artists who actually they will paint portraits of soldiers who were killed in the war, and then they donate them to the family. And I was just blown away by his work. And then later, as I started writing the book and I was trying to find out who I was going to get to do the cover, I just remembered his work, and it was so awesome. And he did the cover for me, and he's a fantastic person, great to work with, and he does awesome work, portraits and all kinds of work. So if you check out his website, you'll fall in love with his work.
And I did just put his website inside the chat room, and I'll go ahead and put that onto my website. So if you missed it, don't worry. You can also go on there and find it. Let's see. There was another question that, there was a young lady who wanted to know, how did you come up with the names of the characters in the book?
You know, that was actually the most challenging part, was coming up with the names of the characters and the characters themselves. The Todd was the easiest one because that's my son's name. There's a character in the book named Todd, that's the easiest one. All of the other characters, their names were hard to come up with, and how many characters I wanted in the book, because I wanted each character to really add value to the story. And so how did I come up with them? I really like the name Kendra. I don't know if I've ever heard it before. Yeah, isn't that pretty?
Yeah, it's a pretty
name. I've heard of names similar to that, but I really don't know where the name Kendra came from. That just came to me. Trey, the name Trey came from, my husband's name is Andre, and I call him Dre all the time, and so I just changed it to Trey because he has some similar qualities. He has similar qualities to my husband. He's a really good guy. Tony and some of the other names are just names that I really like.
Okay.
So,
I want you to talk a little bit about the book. I know you've got a book release party that I checked on your website that's coming up. So we'll talk a little bit about the book release party, but we do have a caller on the line, so I don't want the caller to hang up. When Lisa's done talking about that book party coming up, then I'll go ahead and get you on the line, so just hang on in there. So talk about the book party that you've got coming up in Baltimore.
Yes, I'm really excited about it, and I wanted to release the book to do the – I'm going to have actually a couple of book parties here in Atlanta as well and one in New York. But I wanted it to be first in Baltimore because that's where all of my family members are, and I have more of a fan base there. It is Saturday, November 14th, and it's going to be held at Chibo's. It's spelled C-I-B-O, but it's pronounced Chibo. It's in Owings Mills, a really nice bar and grill, lounge type, very nice upscale atmosphere, 100 Painters Mill Road. And it's going to be a fun night. It's going to be entertaining as well. I'm working on having we already have poets scheduled. Mm-hmm. I'm working on getting a comedian, somebody who can tell some really nice, clean jokes. Yeah.
Right.
So if anybody out there listening, because, when you laugh,
how that can go from good to bad in a minute, sure.
Yeah, I like clean jokes because there are going to be a lot of, Christian people and older people and all, and I want the jokes to be clean, but funny nonetheless. And so anybody out there listening, if you're interested, please shoot me an email at dazzlelifeproductions.com or on Facebook, and we can talk a little bit about that. But we're going to have so much fun. It's being hosted by Joe Hammond. Many people know him probably more by face than anything else. He's one of the photographers at WBAL. And so many of my WBAL family members are going to join us, which means so much to me.
That's wonderful. Now, I do think we have the let's see if we have our caller on there. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, this is Victoria and Lisa. Say hi to Lisa.
Well, hi, Lisa. My name's Melissa, and I'm actually calling for a couple of people. I'm Melissa, Deborah, Jerome, and Kerwin. We are all very huge fans of Miss Lisa and miss her tremendously and are so happy that you guys can turn it up and you'll be feedback. We're so happy to hear that she's there, and we just, if we could, just give her a big, fat hug and kiss over your radio show. We miss her tremendously, but I do have a question for her. Kerwin, in particular, wanted to know why he wasn't put in the book, but also I'd like to know how much of Lisa is in the book.
Okay, well, let me answer the second question first, and then I'll get back to the Kerwin question. Okay, how much of me is in the book? I think Kendra, the main character, is similar to me in quite a few ways, that she has a really big heart, that she loves family and she loves people, and that she wants to do the right thing, and she always tries to help people, and she's full of love. So that's a lot like me.
I would agree.
Thank
and Lisa,
you.
Lisa, tell us, and I don't know who you guys are calling in, so tell us who you are. Lisa, you I'm assuming you know these guys, right?
Yes, I do. These are part of this is my family from WBAL TV in Baltimore.
Ah, okay.
there are coworkers, and then there are family, and that's us.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so nice. And I have to tell you, I did get a couple of emails, Lisa, from a couple of people at WBAL. So I kind of knew a few of them probably were going to call in. That's so awesome. So now that I have you on the phone, so what was Lisa like working there at BAL?
Uh-oh.
Well, she was Lisa. How much money you got? No, Lisa was just, there's certain people in your newsroom or any place you work that they're just a shining light, someone that's always positive and trying to do a great job and doesn't let the more negative stuff that goes with any job get you down. And that is Lisa. She's always a real positive, shining bright little star in the newsroom, and we miss her tremendously and wish she would get back here, but we're so happy. We understand she's doing a really great job in Atlanta, and of course with the book, which was a big surprise. Congratulations, Lisa. We miss you, and when you get your senses back, come back here.
Okay. I promise.
That's
I
so
will.
Nice.
Thank you so much. And Kerwin, actually tell Kerwin that he is such a wonderful person. He has been such an inspiration to me ever since I've known him. And parts of him and his personality are definitely in the book, because the men in the book are great men, and they are truly leaders, and those are the characters those are the characteristics that Kerwin definitely possessed.
Oh, that's so nice, Lisa. We're going to see you on the 14th. We're all going to come over.
Thank you so much, guys. Love you so much.
Thanks for
calling. Love you too, honey. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Lisa, that's so nice.
Wow, I feel so missed.
Well, I was telling you, you know, when you and I were working on trying to get a date, I wasn't playing when I said people wanted you on the show. I really meant it. I wasn't just saying it. I mean, because once I kind of put the fillers out there, told a few folks that I was going to try to get you on, that's when I started getting these emails and stuff. So I thought, man, Lisa definitely has a following out there, that's for sure. Now, if you guys are out there just joining us, we're talking to Lisa. Lisa's got a book out right now called Desires of the Heart. The website to give you more information or where you can go and buy that book right now is DazzleLifeProductions.com. She's also on Facebook, so if you want to find her through Facebook, you can do that as well. And she did say that, you know, she normally uses Facebook as a networking tool, so she certainly does not have a big problem with that. Now, we also had another question. I'm trying to go through my list. Now, I think this question was I think it was from somebody that probably worked with you in Baltimore, but they talked about how it was really cool to work with you on some of the stories covering now President Barack Obama and his road to the White House and covering just some of the stories in Baltimore. So tell us, I know it's a little bit off of your book, but tell us a little bit about that experience that you had working on that as a producer.
Yeah, actually, by the time all of that took place, I had already moved to Atlanta, and I was working as a reporter at that point.
Okay.
And so I was sent and able to cover some stories that way, and it was just a great experience. I was able to I traveled from Atlanta to D.C. For the event. And, oh, my gosh, the inauguration itself was just tremendous. Also,
yeah,
wasn't that tremendous? Also,
yeah,
the night of the actual election, I was sent on a story to cover an event at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church. That's the home of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, my gosh, it was so incredible. I mean, all of these historic figures were there. It was led by Reverend Al Sharpton. It was prayer night service. And they had two great, big, huge screens. We were watching the coverage on CNN, and the CNN reporters were there, and all of the local reporters, we were all there. And Dr. King's children and his sister, I've met before and I've interviewed before, and oh gosh, that was just an incredible experience. And the people who've actually marched with Dr. King, they were all there. And then I interviewed so many people who actually had tears in their eyes. And, you know, the people in Atlanta and from the South, they actually were a part of the civil rights movement, and they witnessed and, you know, experienced it firsthand and walked hand in hand and took part in it. And it is just incredible to see them, and many of them to say, even Dr. King's sister to say to me that she just thanks God that she was alive to experience that and witness that. And it was just incredible, Victoria, just to be a part of that. And I also covered President Obama. He was then Senator Obama when he came. When he came to Georgia, he came to Atlanta during the campaign trail, and I covered that, and I was able to. I didn't shake his hand. I was very close to it, and then his bodyguard got in the way, but I was able
those
to.
Darn bodyguard guards.
I'm telling you, so it was just incredible.
now we
so,
have
yeah.
a. I'm sorry, we've got a, there's a bit of a small bit of a delay, Lisa, that I'm trying to get used to when I do this show. But there was a young woman who just, who told me that she got a chance to read your book. And she said that one thing that she really enjoyed about it was that the godly principles and the principles that she was able to learn about family values in that there are not many books at all out there that tells a love story that actually places God in it. So I just wanted to let you know that was very nice of her.
Oh, thank you so much. That really is nice. And, you know, that was truly the purpose of it, you know, just to try and put something positive and inspirational out, because people are going through a lot, I mean, with the recession and the economy, and just life sometimes can really beat you up. And I think and we look for entertainment. We look to entertainment to kind of uplift us, to cheer us up and make us laugh. But I wanted to put a little bit out there to also inspire people as well. So that means a lot to me that I feel like people really feel that I have done that.
Yeah, well, definitely her. And again, I'm trying to get most of these emails and questions in that I've been sort of collecting over a couple of days. And I think you answered this, but I want to make sure, since somebody did send it out, they wanted to know how long did that process take. But I think you talked about how originally you kind of worked on the book and nothing came to you. You put it down, and then all of a sudden, fast forward to when you're in Atlanta, it all kind of started pouring out, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's just amazing. And like I said, that just there are steps pretty much that, you know, I followed with writing the book and all, but the story itself just came to me, and the fact that there are a lot of twists and turns, and it really keeps, there's a lot of, it's a suspenseful, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen. And one person actually commented, she's like, I just kept saying to myself, oh my goodness, what's going to happen next? And, you know, she said as soon as it seemed like the characters were going to do this or this was going to happen, something else happened. And so she was surprised a lot. And so that's what I mean. I feel like it was a gift because I was able to write it on that type of level.
Right. Now, we do have another caller on the air, Lisa, so I want to go ahead and get that caller in. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello. Thanks for calling. Say hi to Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Is this Lisa Haynes?
Yes, it is.
Lisa Haynes, this is a voice from your past, and I just called to lend you my support, send my love to you, and I have a couple of interesting tidbits I wanted to throw out to you and to Victoria's and your listening audience tonight.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, this is the man, not your husband, with whom you had a 1:20 a.m. phone call concerning an HDMI cable.
Okay, this is for, can I identify this voice?
Yes.
If you can, yes. There may be a prize if you do that.
Okay, this would be the voice of Baltimore and the voice of most of Maryland, Mr. Rod Daniels of WBAL-TV.
Hi, Lisa.
Yes.
How are you, sweetheart?
Hello, Rod Daniels. How are you?
I must tell you that Victoria did an excellent job of, helping me plan this, okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
so you must thank Victoria. She was very instrumental.
Oh, how did you know, Victoria, that this call would mean so much to me? This man is
He helped also. It was kind of both of us. He saw the information out there, and he contacted me, and I just thought it was the greatest thing. And I said, absolutely. So I kind of gave him the time and all that when to call. So, Rod, that is so awesome that you called in to talk to her. That's so sweet.
Well,
you
gave me the prescribed time, but Lisa, you know, her greatness is just beginning. I had an opportunity to work with Lisa, and she had dreams beyond what most people have, and there was no question in my mind that she was going to achieve them. And, you know, I knew that she had all these personalities inside of her, so the book is, you know, not that big of a surprise. But Lisa,
right.
Congratulations. I have mine on order. I'm still waiting for my books, plural. I plan to give them out for as gifts and so forth, as well as have my own copy.
Oh, thank you so very much, Rod. I appreciate
now, Rod,
that. And
now,
you
Rod,
know,
did, Did you know that she was actually wanting to, when you work with her, that this was a project that she wanted to work on? Did she tell you that?
No, not necessarily, but, you know, Lisa is such an expressive individual. When she worked with us, you know, Lisa was always able to see the big picture. When she was producing a show, she would see all of the fires that could potentially rage and make sure that they never even got started. So the fact that she was able to use her brain to write this book, she's mm-hmm. always been spiritually grounded as well. It is no mm-hmm. surprise. But you know, Lisa, I would yeah. love to see this book. Send a copy to T.D. Jakes. Send a copy to the religious community
yeah.
at large, because these are the kinds of books that our young women need to read.
Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely.
You know,
you're right.
And the other
right.
thing, too,
absolutely.
Is that I'm going to make sure somehow we need to get a copy of your book to Oprah for the book club.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We also need to get a copy of your book to a particular black director, producer type,
mm-hmm.
who sometimes appears as Madea.
Yes.
You know, because this is the kind
of
thing that is
cool.
just up his alley. And what you may have
yeah.
created may be not just a book, Lisa, but a movement for our young women.
Absolutely. I didn't think of that. Yeah, you're right about that. I could certainly
yeah.
see that as a series. I could certainly see this as a series, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the other thing, too, is that in high schools, books like yours, especially mm-hmm. talking about women to balance the demands of romance and love on one hand, but also your reverence to God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, if young
yeah.
women would have this kind of information in front of them, it would cut down on teen pregnancies.
Yeah.
It would cut down on abusive relationships. There are
yeah.
so
yeah.
many things
yeah.
that your book
yeah.
hits on, Lisa, and I'm just
mm-hmm.
so proud, you know, that you've accomplished that. And now let's continue to get your book out there and get
mm-hmm.
them into the other hands too that can even do more with your book.
I'm motivated. Sign me up. I'll certainly help.
Wow. You know, Victoria, when I started working at WBAL-TV, it was just amazing how much God used Rod Daniels to inspire me. And, I mean, just, you know, when I first started working there, I was just this little timid writer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so afraid, hi, Mr. Daniels, hi. And then as the weeks and months went on, I just began to see just how much of an approachable person he was.
He is,
and
yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, just you talk about inspiration. My God, he is just a poster person for inspiration. And he went on to just really encourage me. And like I said before, he turned my discouragement into encouragement. And a couple of times, Rod, you don't know that you turn a lot of my tears into smiles. Just the fact
mm-hmm.
that you know, you were somebody who really believed in me. And at times when I thought, oh, my dreams were just out of reach and I couldn't accomplish what I was trying to do, he would always have a kind and inspiring and motivational word.
Yeah.
And I just, if I can give any of that, a little teeny bit, an ounce of that back to someone else, I hope that I can, Rob. But you have always just been like the wind beneath my wings, and I thank you so much for that.
Well, sweetheart, your faith has done that.
I'm about to start
crying. God brings people together for certain reasons as well. But Lisa has always been, now, she said she was a timid writer. She was a good timid writer, okay, if you want to say that. But she quickly came out of that shell, and I saw her summarily whenever there was breaking news happening, and if there was any question with some of the other younger producers who was there,
mm-hmm.
Lisa always, you know, she knew the direction that the show had to go and the writing had to go, and she took it there much the same as she did with her book. And Lisa, I don't want to dominate the time, but sweetheart, I just wanted to tell you to send you love and encouragement.
Wow.
Tyler Perry, we need to get Tyler Perry this book in his hands. We need to get it on the Oprah show, and we need to get it in churches and, you know, in colleges, even on the high school level, for
mm-hmm.
women to understand that there is another way other than what they may be seeing right now.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's
wow.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your
concur.
Support.
And Lisa, I will see you at your at the party here in Baltimore, the book signing and so
awesome.
Forth.
Thank you.
I will
you.
See you here in Baltimore, dear, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Victoria, thank you very much for everything and for accommodating all of this, okay?
Thank you very
much. This is a great surprise. Wonderful surprise.
All right, dear. You take care. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Thanks,
all right.
Rod.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow.
You
Victoria.
Didn't know all this was going to happen, did you?
I absolutely did not. Wow, that was fantastic. You know, so many, many, many thousands of people look up to Rod Daniels, and just the person that he is just so awesome. I mean, just, whew, he is so awesome. And like
well,
I said,
you,
he has...
Well, you've had the opportunity to work with him, but, you know, I was working with, I was at WMAR in Baltimore, which is competition, but I really can't call it competition. I love WMAR, but, mm-hmm. I mean, Lisa, you know the ratings. It's just, you know, it's just no, you can't even compare the two in the ratings. But I've always, you know, had the opportunity of working in Baltimore at WMAR on and off each for 3 to 4 years and have always had the opportunity to watch him on the air. And
mm-hmm.
also just, you know people that were in your newsroom because, you know, TV is such a small industry. We all know each other. But
yeah.
I have never, ever, ever remembered not one person, whether it was a producer, a photographer, an editor, when you're out and about meeting people, they have always had wonderful and positive things to say about Rod Daniels, always.
Yes, he's such an incredible person. I mean, truly a leader in every sense of the word and just a sweet person. I'm just beautiful. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Really, he really is. So one
Very
of my favorite
so.
People in the world, most favorite people in the world.
Well, obviously it is mutual to him as well. Now, for those of you that are just joining us again, we are talking to a wonderful, wonderful young lady. She's an author. She's a producer. She's also a television host as well, Lisa Haynes, and she has a book that is out right now. It's called Desires of the Heart. I do want to mention once again, if you live in Baltimore or the Washington, D.C. area, she will be having a book release party. She's going to have a few of them, but Baltimore is kind of home for her, and her family and friends live there. So she will be having a book release party there, and it's hosted by Baltimore's own Joe Hammond, and music will be by DJ Rob. There's also going to be a complimentary light buffet, and Lisa talked about the place, and she said it's a very, very, very classy, upscale place. It's located in Owens Mills. And I know it's on Saturday, November the 14th, from 4 o'clock until 8 o'clock in the evening. So if you guys are around and you can get out there, then please go out there and support her. And from the looks of it, I certainly don't think you're going to be in there alone. I think it's going to be quite a few people there at that book signing. And just to give you a telephone number for ticket information, the number is 410-905-0473. Again, 410-905-0473. And that information as well will also be on my website. So if you don't get all of it today, you can get all the information on there, and I will keep it up for about 3 to 4 weeks. So it's no need to rush. But, Lisa, what else do you want to talk about?
The book, you know, I've been getting a lot of questions on my website about the process of writing the book. How
mm-hmm.
long did it take? How did it start? Where did the idea come from? And I talked a little bit about that, but what I decided to do was to self-publish my book. And
okay.
I decided to do that because I wanted to keep a little more control over the story itself. And
mm-hmm.
And because I knew that, you know, I wanted to take it to the next level, and Rod actually touched on sending it to Tyler Perry and things like that. And, you know, Tyler Perry is somebody who has definitely inspired me, because with his work as well, it is very entertaining, but it's also on a different type of level. And he's
mm-hmm.
somebody who's not afraid to go against the norm. And, you know, he doesn't just go along to get along. And a lot of people in Hollywood told him that his style of writing or his work
mm-hmm.
wouldn't work in Hollywood. He wouldn't be successful. And he just went on because he believed in himself. And so
right.
his work, you know, a lot of his movies, I've actually shed some tears. And to me, if I shed some tears, that's a really good movie to me. So,
right.
And so, but they've inspired me. You get really good inspiration, and you learn that, you know, okay, it's okay to make a mistake. Let me grow from it and learn from it and move on and all. And so the fact that I self-published has allowed lot to do with the fact that I want to take this book to a different level because the story is so strong. A lot of people have said that they can definitely see where it would play out very well on screen and on stage. And mm-hmm. so self-publishing helped me to do that. And I think that's an avenue that, you know, more is being learned about it every day. But for authors out there or people who want to write a book and you have your script and you don't know what the next step is for you, look online for some information about self-publishing. There are a lot of self-publishing companies that can help mm-hmm. you turn that script into a book, or you can start your own self-publishing company. And with me, I started this the Dazzle Life Productions is actually a media and entertainment production type company a while ago, a couple years ago, and then I added the publication side of it and was able to publish my own novels. And so when it's time for me to turn it into the play and into the book, I have total control over that. And And I just wanted to remind people of the importance of having their work to get it to copyright their work. They can go online to copyright.gov, and that's the government website for it, and get some information. And I think that once they finish their script, immediately after that, the next step should be to copyright it, because before you start sending it around to some of the larger publishing companies and, you know, some people, maybe book agents or whatever, I think it's important to make sure that that work is documented as your own work first.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, too, I was sitting here thinking about that and thinking that especially with the Internet and different multimedia operations out there, there are so many opportunities for someone to self-publish as opposed to, you know, even 2 or 3 or 5 years ago. You know, now you can go out there and do what you're doing and actually go ahead and do it yourself. We do have another caller on the air, and I want to make sure that I can get that caller in well. Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? I'll try again.
Okay.
Alisa, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, let me try one more time.
Okay.
Hi, caller, are you there? Nope, I think whoever it was, they looks like they hung up. Maybe they'll call back. I do apologize if I kept you waiting too long. I kind of just looked up there at the screen. So please do call back in, 718-664-9364. Again, 718-664-9364. But getting back to your point about self-publishing, just the Internet and just so many multimedia forums out there today, I guess the days of you having to sit around and wait for something to be published, that's kind of almost done with, isn't it, to a certain extent, you think?
Yeah, I would think so. And, you know, a lot of people would get so discouraged because big publishing companies wouldn't pick them up, or they thought that their writing wasn't good enough and they couldn't get published. And I think self-publishing is just a great avenue because, you know, if you have a creative side of writing and all, I think it's important. And you believe in yourself and it's important to get out there, it's important to know that just because a couple of people turn you down or don't accept your work, that, you know, you don't quit there. You just keep on going, and it is definitely an avenue. And like you said, in the last 5 years or so, it has really taken off. So, but along with that, it's important to, you will have to interact with and get professional help. I had to get professional editors and things like that, and, you know, to help along the way. But you have total control, and you can, and it's a way to get your to invest in yourself and to get your work out there. So
getting back to the editors, because being a television reporter, news anchor myself, it's always, you always have a sort of knot in your stomach when you've got whether it is turn over a script or, you know, turn over a piece that you've written, and, you know, you've got to sort of get the green light from someone like you, the producer or the executive producer. When you had to go through that process, you know, to have that editor look at your book, did you kind of have that little knot in your stomach as to, oh, my goodness, what are they going to think? Did you go through that at all?
Absolutely, Victoria. Oh, my God. I mean, honestly, it was like I had these – 60,000 some words, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, they're going to think this sucks. You know, it's like I was just really afraid of rejection. And, you know, in this business, you get rejection all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was sending out tapes to try to become a reporter, and I must have been rejected, oh my gosh, probably more than 100 times. And then, but you know, there was somebody who was interested in me and called
me.
There's
always one person in a tiny TV station somewhere that you've never quite heard of before, yeah.
Exactly. And so I kind of felt the same way with the book. I liked it, and actually as I wrote it and would reread it, and I cried a little as I wrote it, I laughed, and, you know, I thought it was great, but I was so afraid when I turned it in because the person that I used, well, actually the editing people I used too, they were so experienced in the business, and they worked with the big powerhouse publishing companies, and, you know, they see work all the time, and I thought, I can't measure up to this. So I sent the script in anyway, and it took about a month to get it back and to start getting feedback, and they don't send you feedback until you're all the way through. You have to send a sample, and then they did like the sample. They said the sample was strong, but goodness, the sample is only 3 pages, and of course I went to the best part
of
the book.
That's all a sample is 3 pages sort of the standard in the industry for novels when you send a sample off?
Well, for the editor to see. Well, I'm sorry. When self-publishing and you're hiring an editor to edit your book, the sample that you send for them to see if they want to work with you was 3 pages. But if I was looking for them to publish my book and actually sending it to a book agent or a publishing person or a company, then you have to send the entire script. But because I was self-publishing and wanted to work with an editor, editors even pick and choose who they want to work with, because if they think if they think your work is, if you're not ready, or you know, if you just need a whole lot of work, they probably might not be willing to do it. I'm not sure, but they want to see a sample of your work so that they'll know what your writing style is, how much work that they may have to invest into writing or helping edit and all, because pretty much there are different levels of editing. You can just ask for maybe like correction and punctuation, or sometimes you have to ask for a co-writer. And I didn't want a co-writer, because thank goodness, the experience that I have in writing, I've been writing for a long, long time, and the experience that I have, I think I was able to convey the ideas very well. So I didn't need a co-writer at all. I just wanted somebody to go through, make sure punctuation was right and English and usage of noun and verb agreement and all.
Sure.
And there is a little leeway on that because it is a novel, and, you kind of sometimes write the way people talk and not just, like, for instance, you can have a character say, I'm gonna go to the store instead of I'm going to go, because a lot of times we'll say, you say it how you would talk and all. But, and so the person accepted me. She said that the work looked interesting, and you have to send us a synopsis of what the story is about and all.
Mm-hmm.
And so they decided to work with me, the editors. And when it came back 4 weeks later, she gave me some really, really good advice. She helped change a few things. And then you can accept it or you can reject it, but it is highly recommended that you accept their advice.
Right.
And the advice, was she gave me some ways on how I could make it a little more interesting, maybe at this chapter, to do it this way and all like
and
that.
And it sounds like, and you're the type of person, obviously, just from speaking to numerous people that called in today, I mean, it's obviously what I do like about you, too, is that you're very, very much open to ideas and listening to what other people have to say and not just say, oh, this is the way that I'm going to do it, and then just sort of shut everybody out. And, I think that small part is something that will quickly lead someone to success versus them being stalemate at where they are. Just to be able to listen to someone give you a suggestion and say, oh, you know what, she's right. It really does sound better this way, and then incorporate that into it. And again, the reason why I say that, because a lot of folks is, you can't tell me what to do. Whatever. But that's awesome to hear that along the way, as you're going through this process, that you did take the feedback and you really listened to what she had to say.
Yeah, and that's a very good point, because I actually met a mentor, what is he? He's like a life coach, and he told me that he's actually the chess champion of the world. He's the chess champion. Nobody can beat him in chess. Maybe of the nation. I'm not sure about that. But he's really up there, and he's worked with Donald Trump and just all these big-name people. He's here in Atlanta. And he's a mentor and a coach to young people and to adults as well. And one thing he said stuck with me. He said that he treats life, he goes through life like he's a sponge, like he knows absolutely nothing. And he said, because if you go through life like you know it all, you absolutely know nothing, because everybody that you meet knows something that you don't. And he's so right. And so if you go through life like, well, I know it all, you can never grow. And I had to learn that. I had to learn that people, no matter who they are or how young they are, sometimes everybody knows something that you don't know. And if you listen and open your mind up, you can learn a lot. And I learned a lot by listening and taking their advice. So, yeah, that's really a good point, because I think when you're trying to accomplish something and other people have ideas and all, especially people who've been there, done that, you
absolutely
really need to listen.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, the other thing is, too, you know, none of us live in a vacuum, and that you have to be able to rely and to talk to other people. And just like you said, which is a perfect example about your story, is that although you did decide to self-publish so that you have so you can take it from the book, you know, to a film script and continue to develop series on these two characters, was that you still needed a very good editor to sit down and look at that copy. So,
absolutely.
You know, you certainly don't live in a vacuum. And I just think that right there, you know, just all in all, can certainly be a life lesson for anyone. I do want to let everyone know, too, that once you're on DazzleLifeProductions.com, Lisa does have a little drop-down box where it says contact us. So if you have any questions or any other questions that you do want to ask her, I'm sure you can go ahead and send her information through there. But, Lisa, for all of the listeners and all of your family and friends and all of us on the East Coast that follow you, would you say that Dazzle Life Productions would pretty much be that main site that we need to go to kind of keep up as to what you're doing?
Yes, it will be, because we're going to have actually, I'm in the process of starting a talk show here in Atlanta, a television talk show. And it's going to be on one of the local affiliates here in the Atlanta area. And I've just made a lot of contacts. And, you know, Atlanta is just an amazing place. It's like prosperity and just being the best that you can be is just in the air. And there are so many people here who want to help. They want to reach out and help you and support you. And it is just amazing. And so I'm in the process of doing that. And it will be on one of the networks, but people all over will be able to see it, because we'll post a lot of it on that website and all. And then we'll also use the website to talk about upcoming events and book signings. We're working now on a schedule of book signings in the Baltimore area and as well as the D.C. area. So that will be close there. And then we're going to go around the country with some book signings as well. And then information about, you know, when we're going to start with the play, because I'm working with some people now to turn the book into a play.
So you're already doing that part of it, what Rod had mentioned, taking it a step further. You're already there. Okay.
Yeah. I haven't contacted Tyler Perry. He's a busy man. But I've met him. I've met him, though. You know, he is really tall. He looks tall.
I have heard that before, that people say he is extremely tall. But, you know, us being in the business of television, you know, we can kind of judge. Sometimes you can judge if someone's tall or short, but I have heard people say he's very tall.
He is very tall. He just towers over you. I mean, I'm not really short, but I had on heels, and I actually had to bend my neck all the way up to look up to him. Really tall. Yeah, he's just striking when he walks into a room. He is absolutely striking. Yeah, he is a very nice person.
You definitely notice him when he walks into a room.
Yes, you absolutely do. And but he's so classy, and you can just see goodness in him. You know, you really can just see goodness. And I think that what he talks and what he writes about and the messages that he has in his work is really, really coming from they're really coming from his heart. So,
we've got about 3 or 4 minutes, but I want to get this point in when you talked about Atlanta and what a wonderful place that it is to live there with all the opportunities and this positive feeling in the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the only things that I could think about was I was really happy that you said that because, you know, a lot of people watch that House, what is it on Bravo?
Housewives of Atlanta.
And my goodness, I think I tried to watch a couple of episodes of that, and I had to turn away from the television. So, I mean, and you know, and I think a lot of people have to understand too that although it's quote reality, a lot of those shows now are very much scripted.
Absolutely,
and they
and get direction
those scenarios up together. They want drama.
Drama draws people, and sometimes it does, but a lot of times too much drama.
I think it
does a good job of kind of showing Atlanta itself. And
those houses and the lawns and the lawns, beautiful.
Beautiful.
I agree with you on that.
It is absolutely beautiful. And, you know, the crime, although every place has crime, it's not as bad. I mean, crime in Baltimore is whew, but here it's not as bad. It's just a beautiful place to live. And if you want action and a lot of nightlife, and you can have that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to just relax a little, have the country living, you can have that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a very Christian person, you want a lot of church, you know, the South is the Bible Belt. You get that. Big name preachers, Eddie Long and Creflo Dollar, and all of them are down here. And it's so much history and culture.
You should work for the Atlanta Tourism Department and do a nice ad for them. You sound like you're about to do a tour, you know, when the California ad that comes on where the governor has all the, That should be, I think I'm going to contact the Atlanta Tourism Department and tell them that they need to call you, and you need to be the spokesperson and put your book up there. But
okay.
I have been to Atlanta on numerous stories when I was a producer and writer for WMAR, and I have to say it is an absolutely just beautiful and clean city. So I enjoyed the two times that I had to go there, and I've got to say, every single restaurant that I went to in Atlanta, the food was some good.
Oh, yeah.
The food was awesome. It was really, really, really good. Well, can you believe our 45 minutes is up?
No, I can't. I'll tell you, scared me when you said I was going to get an hour. I was like, oh, my
hour. I'm sorry. Yeah, when we emailed each other, you said, boy, something about that, that's a lot of time. You said, really, that much time? But
yeah, I'm a little nervous.
It does go by pretty quickly. But see, I also knew that you were going to have some folks calling in too. So I kind of knew that just a little bit that you didn't.
Yeah.
Know that, so.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, we needed the time then, didn't we?
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's why. No, I did it based on that. I knew that I was going to have some folks call in. Plus all those questions that I had gotten previously.
Mm-hmm.
But Lisa, I want to thank you so much for joining us, and please promise that, you know, when you're all big and famous, but you're halfway there, you'll always come back and visit me on my little show at home with Victoria, and it's just been great. And I'll keep all of your information up there for about 3 or 4 weeks. In fact, I will put the information, if you're listening, to where the book sign is going to be in Baltimore. So she'll have her own little box, and I'll try to get a picture of her book and just put that on my website and keep it there for about 4 weeks. So that way, you know, if you guys are out there listening to the show, if you don't go to Dazzle Life Productions, you can also find it on my website as well. That sound good to you?
Absolutely. Thank you so very much, Victoria. I have really enjoyed this interview, and I think you're a fabulous host. Of course, I will never forget you. Your wonderful show, and I really appreciate the opportunity. I really do, and thanks for the surprise with Rod, and I look forward to continuing to listen to your show. You're doing a fantastic job, and I'm very proud of you as well.
Thank you so much, Lisa. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And I want to thank everybody who joined us today on At Home with Victoria. That was the one and only Lisa Haynes who joined us today. I told you, she's just cool. I mean, she's a nice person, and you can tell how positive she is. She's down to earth, and I want you guys to go out there and support her. Her book, again, is called Desires of the Heart. You can check out her website at dazzleliveproductions.com. Or you can always just get the information on my website. We'll see you again on Sunday. Thanks for joining us on At Home with Victoria.